And let's get to our guest, Leila Pence, president of Pence Wealth Management. Leila, we've been trumpeting this a little bit this morning. Ned Davis Research says 98% chance of recession. And Morgan Stanley's Lisa Shallet is warning earnings optimists, you're sleepwalking off a cliff. Yet, I get the feeling from looking at your notes that you'd be nibbling here. You'd be doing some buying here because, you know, the bear market will end at some point.
Right. You know, no one rings a bell and tells you this is the bottom of the market or this is the time to buy. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've been waiting for that bell, but it just doesn't come. Yeah. So
you mean the Fed doesn't hold up a sign and say it's okay to dip your toe in the water now?
No, it doesn't do that. That is the issue. And so you really have to look. This is where, stock by stock analysis needs to come in and see really what makes sense. And you just nibble. And, you know, what we do is, if we want to have a 2% position, we may go in there and do a 0.5% position. But yeah, valuations have gone down so much, and a lot of the dividend-paying stocks are now yielding so much more because the price of the stock has gone down, so it's becoming attractive. I remember doing this back in 2008, 2009, on September 15th to all the way to March 9th. You know, the market was horrendous, way more than it is right now, and things looked very bleak, but, the returns, dividend payers, stocks, and some of the stocks really became attractive. You can't go in all the 100%, but you certainly could nibble on some areas that are going to benefit from inflation. They're still going down regardless of the fact that they actually are beneficiaries of inflation. But when the market sells off, they sell off everything. So there's areas like payments. We really like payments, and credit cards. We think that that's an area, since things are costing more and the consumer is still holding up because they still have money and they're still working. So every time a charge is made on those credit cards, these companies are making more money, and the cost of labor for them is much smaller than other companies. So we think that could be a benefactor. Plus, they have the net interest income. They still have cash on their balance that they actually make money. And, of course, they lease it, they rent it out, or they lend it out for a lot higher interest than what it's costing them. So
give us a sense also, what you absolutely don't touch at all.
What I don't touch? Well, I don't touch really high multiple stocks. I don't touch, believe it or not, we're staying away from things that right now are a little bit out of energy because, price of oil is certainly starting to come down. And if we are going to have a minor recession, that's not an area right this minute. Now, we liked it in the past, and we may like it again. They pay good dividends. And the high multiple earnings stocks, those are the ones, the high PE stocks.
The thing is, at the moment, if you stay in cash, your cash is going to be eroded by inflation. If you go into these markets as they are right now, they're going to be eroded by the markets. What do you do?
Well, the two-year notes are certainly very attractive today, where you can get, if you hold it to maturity, even though potentially interest rate will still rise in the short term, but you can get a two-year note today at 4.25 almost. So you, for the very first time in a long time, since 2007, you actually are getting a return on fixed income. So you don't have to just keep it in cash, but even some of the money markets are paying 2.5% and higher. So there is a yield for the very first time. And yes, it'll be eroded by inflation if you leave it there for a long time. It's really more a little bit of your allocation to have it in a parking place, but certainly not long-term. Cash is not a long-term investment.
Yeah, if you wade back into the markets, we were talking about trying to figure out when the valuation becomes, sort of appealing. Talking about a payment processor with a big name, it may not be one on your list, but PayPal, it was over $300 and it's now at 84, and yet the forward PE is still 21 and the trailing 30. So is it still too expensive when you look at something like that?
Yeah, so I can't comment on specific name, but there's certainly some holdings in the payment plan, in the payment area, that are still have high PE and don't warrant it. But there's many others that do, and maybe an ETF might be a better way to play this market. So you're going to have that diversification of many of them. But the concept itself, the idea that they are really a good inflation hedge is definitely there, because consumers are still spending, and they're going to spend more money, and so without doing much, they're going to earn more. So we do like that area, in addition, of course, to defense.
Leila, are we seeing QT now making itself felt, i.e. A draining of liquidity in the system, and that's perhaps really making fundamentals worse in some ways, and increasing fear out there, and that's why we're seeing real rates up?
You know, there's still a lot of liquidity in the market. I mean, the Fed put in $5.6 trillion, you know, and this is why we have inflation there. It is because of all that liquidity. There's a lot of money in the money markets. But I do think probably, you know, it's kind of that hidden, you know, QT reduction that may be hitting the market. No one has really come out and said that yet, but I'm sure it's going to start hitting it sooner or later. But the yields are really going up because the Federal Reserve kind of came out, as you know, and said, hey, we're going to go to 4.6 by next year. And the market immediately wants to get there before the Fed actually gets there. That's what's anticipated in the market. So really, market hit surprises. And the September 13 inflation number, CPI number, really was a surprise, even though it's just a small increase. But when you're expecting a lower inflation, you get even a small tick of higher inflation. It really is why we have where we're at today, is the surprise and the downside of the market didn't come there from inflation.
Okay, so you talked about the two-year at the moment yielding 4.34%, which looks pretty attractive. You talked about payment processors and defense. And one other area you like is dividend-paying companies. Do you find that those are not too expensive? And are you talking about companies especially in the utilities area or staples or where?
Well it's amazing because you have tech, dividend-paying tech today. That's actually yielding, because it's been one of the areas, you know, with the NASDAQ hitting, 30% down or more, that is actually starting to have a yield. So you're able to, you know, if you have the stomach to hold, you know, to live with this volatility of it, you're able to nibble into these companies and get some dividend payments while you wait. And if the fundamentals are there, I mean, like, you know, the one thing you said, which I want to repeat in the beginning, is that bear markets do end. Times like these, when you see the market go down day after day after day, you really think this is what's going to be forever. This is what we call adaptive expectation. People think whatever's happening now is what's going to happen in the future. And, of course, that's the opposite.
Leila, thank you so much for joining us. That's Leila Pence, president of Pence Wealth Management, with her take on the markets. Thanks very much indeed.